Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
We're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High that we're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, as he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. Precious truths. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed, when indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah.
Yes, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed, I thank the Most High. Yes, I do thank the Most High that we're back again for another episode, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Eddie Mia, of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, indeed, so very thankful to the Most High for this precious opportunity. Yes, for this precious opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these precious words the Most High has granted for the healing, for the blessing, the reconciliation, redemption of his people. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly in my ears that he told me, that I must tell you things, yes, indeed, that I must tell you things, that men have done some of everything they could. Sadly, my brothers and sisters, since the dawn of human form, to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, I dare say, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. But the Most High has surely promised, no question, no debate about it, that he will have all of his will be done. And he will bring to bear, my brothers and sisters, that which he from the very beginning has forsworn. Blessed, therefore, are they who will seek all that is his will. That will seek all, my brothers and sisters, that true to divine will is unto his honor. For there are many, my brothers and sisters, who have never discerned what indeed they have done. And having sworn false oaths, for having been blinded by the misconceits, my brothers and sisters, of so many whose desires to exalt themselves have blinded them not to discern or know indeed what is the righteousness of the One Most High. I would have you to hear, my brothers and sisters, it's time you discern this truth. I can start by just one simple statement. There's no question about it, my brothers and sisters. No question about it. Man should be forewarned. But the leaders that exist, having ruled in this world, have not been so concerned with men discerning indeed, my brothers and sisters, what it is that the Most High requires of his people. Most High has declared to his people, brothers and sisters, that we make an oath unto his name. We must, I repeat, my brothers and sisters, we must in all things seek to honor him. Think about what I'm saying to you. It says, you shall not take my name in vain. You shall not countermand his commands, his vision, his expectation. But we live in a society today. We live in a society today that men have said all manner of men's opposing views have somehow still been found worthy to be called equal. In an insane society, my brothers and sisters, that has refused the knowledge of what indeed before the Most High must be revered and revealed as an absolute. It's insanity, my brothers and sisters. Truly it is. We live in a society that men have come to the point where they have said that they don't discern precisely. All men have not discerned precisely what is divine will. So, hey, a lot of people turn around and say, well, okay, but it's okay in their ignorance. My brothers and sisters, the truth is entirely opposite. And that the Most High said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Cut off, divided, contentious, confused for lack of knowledge. And he has said, my brothers and sisters, because of this confusion, according to the multitude of them, so have men lied against him. As if the Most High could be divided after the varying ideals of men. As if to say, my brothers and sisters, that men should be careful not to offend the opinions of men. But men have taken for granted, I regret to say, divine will, as if to say that whatever men come up with and aspire to before the Most High, it is pleasing. I would have you to understand, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High had a plan from the very beginning in terms of all that he has expected of his people. I said the Most High has had a plan from the very beginning in the context of all that he has expected of his people. And truthfully, if you want to understand it, cursed is anyone who does not confirm all that is the conscience that is revealed, my brothers and sisters, when men truly learn how to read. truly learn how to receive the thoughts of the Most High, the high implications of the Most High that are contained in his words. I want you to understand that the very word for word in Hebrew relates more than words, it relates thoughts. They've told men that they've just simply learned, because they've learned how to read words off a printed page, they've captured that initial thought and conscience. Well, 45,000 denominations says in their differences that men have not learned how to receive the initial vision that's contained in the scriptures. And it's resulted in a multitude of divisions. And the end result of it, my brothers and sisters, is men have become mostly all the more and more confused, wanting to believe that somehow that they could attain to the righteousness of Yah by the power of a printed page. The Apostle Shaul said, my desire is that your faith not rest, if you will, in eloquence, the words of men, but the power of Yah. Dare me and my brothers and sisters believe that mere words on a printed page, interpreted after the power of a carnal mind, is sufficient, my brothers and sisters, to discern the deeper things the Most High would reveal of himself by his Spirit? Scriptures tell us in the book of in Romans 8, there's no condemnation for those who walk in the flesh after the Spirit. What about then, my brothers and sisters? There's no condemnation. There's no, let's just say, in other words, there's unity with the Most High for those who walk in their physical bodies, but after being led by Yah. Because quite frankly, men take these words that are in the book and twist them all kind of different ways. And men oftentimes, our brothers and sisters, reading the same book, functioning in antipathy one against another, at enmity one against another. Men self-righteous, my brothers and sisters, forgetting that at the end of the day there will be one judge. And the end result of this, my brothers and sisters, the selfish ambition on the part of men. The end result of it, my brothers and sisters, I want you to understand something. Men say that they've had faith. If Messiah appears, when Messiah appears and is found, that men have not been able to discern what he has spoken, not prepared to believe his words and not believing his words in his appearing. My brothers and sisters, that is evidence. Did you hear me? That is evidence that men did not believe in him faithfully in the first place. 45,000 denominations, my brothers and sisters, are not faithfulness unto the will of one. The scriptures tell us that faith comes by hearing a word from Yah. It really means a word, direct word. But not all have heard the preaching of the gospel. Not all have aspired to the truth of all that is the gospel. Not all have obeyed the gospel. Not all have believed the gospel. In fact, my brothers and sisters, not all who come claiming to be angels of light are the sons of light. In fact, many of my brothers and sisters are the sons of darkness. Many of they who claim to be Israel. But my brothers and sisters, I want you to understand, Israel was not manifest after the flesh, but by a gift from the Most High. Remember the patriarch, Jacob, would not let go of the angel until he received a blessing from him, something from my brothers and sisters beyond this world. Or dare men believe that the houses, the institutions, the belief systems they have created have been acceptable unto the Most High? I want to talk about that. Isaiah 66. But I dare tell you, my brothers and sisters, Psalms 127 also says it. If the Most High does not build a house, vain is the man who builds it. Many of them, my brothers and sisters, were built institutions. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? They built institutions. Believing that all that is required is that they have a good intent. There are many of my brothers and sisters who would tell you that, well, they tell you what's written in the scriptures, but my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you, many of them don't tell you most of what's there. And the Most High told me to know what it said and not know why it is said is to miss the point. I repeat, to know what it said and not know why it is said and understand the implications contained therein. My brothers and sisters, in so many ways, to be personally misled, and to be unto the deception of many others. I'm going to tell you something, my brothers and sisters. Far better that a man realize that he is confused, and that he should humbly ask and petition the Most High to be diligently led in the path of righteousness, than for a man to presume that he is sure, and remain presumptuously arrogant. Misled, that he remain a damned fool. What am I saying about that, my brothers and sisters? There are many who would rather believe that they'd rather believe a deceiver than believe they've been deceived. Devout after entire misconceit. And no matter what you do, or say to some of these, they prefer not to accept a reason wildly to accept what in fact is the spiritual reality. I asked the Most High one time what is his definition of a fool. And he told me anyone who would stand against him. And then he told me that there's a difference between a fool and a damn fool. He told me there's some that no matter how much you show them, declare to them, and the hardness of their hearts, they prefer to believe what they will to appease their own ideals and will not change. My brothers and sisters, the Most High told me he called that a damn fool because their sentiments would never become one with the one Most High. You know, I find it amazing. There's so much scripture where the Bible relates again and again that Messiah will reprove. In fact, my brothers and sisters, bring the utter perishing, whole nations, but not accepting the truth, for being obstacles against those who the Most are called to wisdom. But there are those who believe that whatever they have esteemed, the Most High will accept it because it's them. Now, brothers and sisters, the Most High is just and fair, righteous in all that he says and does. For they who will discern this, faith, as I said before, the book of Romans 10 and 17, it's faith. How about faithfulness under Yah? How about deliverance beyond all the misconceits of man, the false ideals of men, comes by hearing and obedience even unto the word of Yah. What did Messiah say? He said, you're my friends if you do everything that I command you. What? He said, his friends, he reveals himself. In Yohanan 15, 14. What about the idea, my brothers and sisters, that if you love me, keep, guard, maintain, defend? How about be true to his commandments? Keep, maintain the sanctity of the kingdom peace that he would reveal. The truth of the kingdom from on high, my brothers and sisters, what am I saying here? Messiah said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. You have to understand then, my brothers and sisters, that pagan polytheism is based in men seeking peace through the intermingling compromise of a multitude of varying ideals as if they were all somehow viable. The Most High said to us in so many ways throughout the scriptures that any intrusion after the misconceits or lesser conscience of man is not covenant. I said, is not covenant, but in so many ways is trouble, is tribulation. When Messiah said, my peace I give unto you, I want you to understand something. I'm talking about Yohanan 14, 26, 27. He said, my peace I give unto you, and as the world giveth. My brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. From every system on this earth has declared something that it led the people to believe that they could seek after and find in it peace. But my brothers and sisters, the Messiah said, my peace I give unto you. He was talking about revealing the peace of the kingdom of Yah, the kingdom of rest, if you will. That wherein a man, if he discerns this way, he shall have peace with all who exist in the kingdom of Yah upon this earth is to come. If we want to understand it well, the book of Hebrews, it says, there remaineth a rest, a time for peace, a time for learning the way of peace under the people of Yah. What is that talking about, my brothers and sisters? Is it talking about any man's concept of command? No, my brothers and sisters, it's talking about something more. And since I said, if you love me, keep my commandments, my mitzvah. In other words, retain the truth of his conscience. A lot of folks, my brothers and sisters, say they keep the Torah, say they keep the commands, say they keep the order of the Most High, but I see no peace. Many say they keep the commandments of Yah, but have men known how to serve Yah and Yah alone, according to the command? Have men known how not to create false standards, idols, blinding men against discerning what is truly the fullness of all that the Most High for unto his people has decreed must be a standard? So you don't make yourself any grave image. How about the worst form of an idol that a man creates is a false concept of deity? Can man discern after his carnal mind? After a carnal mind, what indeed is the righteousness of Yah? What is the truth of his identity? I see 45,000 denominations saying that something more than what is in the will of an ordinary mind is necessary if man is going to be true to Yah. He said, you should not take my name in vain. Shall men know of themselves how to call upon the name of the Most High to accomplish all that is his will? Nothing countermanded, no contradictions, no opposition, no pollutions, no partiality. My brothers and sisters, men have called upon the name of the Most High after a multitude of differing ideas only to confuse themselves, but they say they keep the commands. The Most High said you should keep it Shabbat, keep the Sabbath. You say keep it holy. Brothers and sisters, there's so many doctrines that are being taught in the midst of the churches today. 45,000 denominations all teaching something different, teaching a different concept of what is a standard. And the Sabbath, the very name for the Sabbath, declares that we must seek all that is his pure and perfect will. Now, brothers and sisters, I can talk to you about so many things that the scriptures have declared that I do not see, I repeat, that I do not see being given full reverence and respect among the churches. Think about it. How is it, my brothers and sisters, that if I were to talk to many about what is called the secret city prophecies or the truth of who the early church knew the Messiah to be, how is it, my brothers and sisters, that there are so many, that if I were to speak of these things, able to relate again and again the truth that my brothers and sisters, so many have ignored over the course of ages, so as to feel themselves wise without a sense of absolute? How is it, my brothers and sisters, that we live in a world today that so many, if I were to speak of these things, it would be found that they had not kept the Shabbat. The word Shabbat means relates what is complete. It is therefore at the fruition, the end of the week. We keep a Shabbat. Giving honor to the Most High for the fullness of his will. Well, my brothers and sisters, I see so many diverse and differing and partial and polluting doctrines among the churches that it's evident according to the book of Malachi that after all these things, man should be greatly humiliated who have trusted. I say who have trusted in rulers. That quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, as the Most High told me, men have not, who call themselves rulers, have not. In fact, the Most High said, none of your leaders. N-O-N-E. Isaiah 56, 9 through 57, 14 said the same. It says that none of your leaders have sought the Most High. I said, sought the Most High with a full intent unto all that is his righteousness. And I heard in my own ears these words. The Most High then asked, already knowing the answer, what then shall happen to those who follow them? My brothers and sisters, we must, if we call upon the name of the Most High, seek all that is his will. Anything else that men would aspire to is in fact a false oath. For the most time, my brothers and sisters, did you hear me? When we tie an oath into his name, we must understand and must realize and not ever forget that his name declares he is all and everything that he is. You make an oath unto his name, my brothers and sisters, purity and completion offers one choice. How is it that men across the nations have made double-minded oaths? Oaths ultimately treacherous against the kingdom of the Most High because they're obviously an exalting systems of this world that have not sought the fullness of what is divine will. Men have made oaths in vain, and there's no salvation. Did you hear me? There's no mutual salvation, covenant understanding in any of it. That may sound like a very profound idea, powerful idea, but I'm happy to consider. Scripture tells all who call in the last days to come to pass that all who call upon the name of the Most High should be delivered. How about my brothers and sisters? All who call upon the name of the Most High must call upon him to discern, to ask of him how he is to be honored. I repeat, must ask of him that they discern from him how he is to be honored. And it said, and in Jerusalem, a city of peace shall be deliverance unto a remnant whom the Most High is called. My brothers and sisters, you don't have a city of peace when everyone esteems himself wise in his own eyes, according to his own understanding, unwilling to admit that to be born again, every single living soul that would be born again after the kingdom of Yah must, my brothers and sisters, realize at some point in his life that so much of what he has been taught by men in this world, what he's believed after men in this world, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, has left his soul and sometimes certainly foolish. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, when the scriptures tell us, after keep talking about keeping the Shabbat, meaning we all must speak the same thing in the appointed time. No divisions or contentions amongst you. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters. Ancient Israel understand if we are divided, not agreed, it is sin. That we must first, before we even think about giving an offering unto the Most High, must seek reconciliation unto the Most High amongst our brethren. Or else, my brothers and sisters, why should the Most High receive an offering that is not under the peace that is his name? Think about the command. It says, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Most High gives unto thee. I mean, I'm just thinking about these commands. What about the scripture? I said, what about the scripture, my brothers and sisters? What about the scripture in Isaiah 50 that says in so many ways, look to the rock from which you are hewn. Look to Abraham your father and Sarah who conceived you. Look to the rock, the solidarity, the foundation from which in so many ways you have departed. This is what would be Messiah's word to his people. It's very obvious, my brothers and sisters, that men have looked to the concept of a Messiah, a false one after this world, hypocrisized after the compromise and diverse illusions of men. But if you turn around and you look at just Isaiah 48, look at the consensus of all the ideas and you put them together. It says in Isaiah 48, his people have sworn by his name, but not in truth nor in righteousness. He would not give his name or his honor, his glory, unto another. In other words, his people must be refined to be found worthy to be called his people. Who is there among you who can discern this? Most do not discern the error that's in the midst, but Messiah must come. as faithful unto the Most High, diligent unto the Most High, seeking all that is the will of the Most High, that he cast aside all this Babylonish misrepresentation that has deceived and divided our people and caused so many of my brothers and sisters never even to discern that the way that they have walked out to have been crooked paths in which there is no salvation. Scripture says Messiah will come declaring the word that is from the beginning, that man should know again the way that he should go. We lay in the Most High, my brothers and sisters, unchanging, steadfast, in all that he has decreed, all that he has declared, all that he has envisioned. Sending no peace to the lawless, no peace to those who then will not know his ways. No peace to the lawless, no peace to the wicked, no peace to those who do not seek the fullness of all that is his will. So he comes forth saying, listen to me, O ye isles, and hearken to me, O ye nations. The Most High has called me from the womb and from the body of my mother, as he made mention of my name. Made my mind like a sharp sword, discerns whether the thoughts and intents of the heart, whether the men will serve Yah or serve him not. A word, my brothers and sisters, a mouth, to declare what indeed before the Most High is honorable. A word, my brothers and sisters, to bring his people back to him. For the Most High has become his strength. Not only to redeem Israel, my brothers and sisters, to be the salvation of mankind beyond every miscreant ideal, even to the ends of the earth. The scripture says the leaders, my brothers and sisters, have despised that hope. I've done my reading from Isaiah 48, 49, even out to the scriptures that are reiterated. Both Isaiah 24 and Revelation 16 relating his last day prophecy. Most High will wipe away all tears from off all eyes. The gathering of his people, my brothers and sisters, is a sultry heat, does not smite them. Examine Revelation 7, 16 through 17, and the time that he sealed his people confirmed that are his own, that will hearken to all his word. It talks about, my brothers and sisters, that in the 22nd, 23rd chapter of the 49th, the Most High will set up a standard to all the nations, one standard unto all the nations. He will save the children of those who are reverently obedient. I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, we talked about this on last evening. Scripture says when Messiah comes to do all this, he will first ask, when he is revealed, why when I came was there no man, when I spoke was there none to answer? Where's the bill of divorcement? In other words, where's the bill of divorcement to your mother who you claim I put away? In other words, get my point, what he's saying. If you had held strongly dear to all that I spoke to the ancient prophets and apostles of old, what he said, my brothers and sisters, you would have known me. Think about it. He said, why when I came was there no man, when I spoke was there no one to answer? Have I no power to deliver? In other words, get my people to understand that it is I again. Think about Isaiah 52. It says, behold, they shall know my name. Behold, they shall know it is I. They shall know it I who speak. In other words, they will understand the message from the Most High. Oh, I'm sure to many it's a horrific thing to come to understand that men have presumed to know the Most High. But my brothers and sisters have only known a massive imagining, short-sightedness after the ideals of many men, my brothers and sisters, not true to all the Most High intends. Well, Isaiah 28 says that because of the miscreant teachings of the rulers, the Messiah comes to declare a word line upon line, precept upon precept. Many will find that they didn't have the precepts to comprehend. Terrible thing for men to comprehend and understand that report. But if you keep on reading, my brothers and sisters, you find something even more shocking. Scripture says Messiah ultimately comes having the power to deliver. Said, behold, in my rebuke, I drive the seas. In other words, all the mindscapes of the rulers will be found foolish. Make your rulers, my brothers and sisters, sackcloth, shame their covering. Talks about one, my brothers and sisters, who will not turn back in his pursuit of all that is divine righteousness. till indeed without question he has exceeded the unrighteousness of a whole world. To discern indeed what is the righteousness of Yah, that he might strengthen the resolve and the faith continuity, the conjunctive thinking of his people. Scripture goes on, my brothers and sisters, to even go as far as to say, like I said, look to the rock from which you are hewn. Look to Abraham, your father, and Sarah, who conceived you. But I want you to understand something about those verses. Because it is the plan of the Most High, he shall redeem his people. But it's going to be those, my brothers and sisters, who desire to do his will. Because he said, whoever it is that does not have the perfect light, invariant light of his wisdom, talking about the 10th and 11th verse of the 50th chapter, he said, let him trust in serve the Most High, to obey his servant. Let him trust in the name of the Most High and be saved by his Elohim. That is a man, my brothers and sisters, that came forth, like Scripture says, and says, in the body of my mother, he made mention of his Most High, made mention of my name, to give him honor. That means this one is called by the name of the Most High from his birth. Read Isaiah 49 very closely. He said, whoever would seek to, instead of hearkening to his voice, whoever it is, the scriptures say, will walk after the sparks of what carnal mind then they personally would kindle. In other words, he said, whoever would walk after the imaginations of his own heart, refusing to listen. Same thing said my brothers and sisters, why he said, listen to me, O isles, hearken to me, O you nations. Keep silent before me, O you nations. He comes for the restoration and restitution of all things, according to all the Most High spoke by the mouth of his holy prophet since the world began. Whoever would not hearken to that prophet, his teaching, the fullness of his testimony, the scripture said, be utterly cut off. The scripture says, whoever would prefer to walk after the varying standards of men, because this one comes to restore the true knowledge of a covenant, and all else has been vanity. I said, indeed, all else has been vanity, my brothers and sisters, according to all that is written. For the Most High looked upon the sons of men and saw no intercessor, none righteous, no, not one. For that reason, Messiah comes. He said, whoever will walk after the vanities of the end of his own heart shall lie down in sorrow. But he shall call forth those in whose hearts would be his law. My brothers and sisters, you need to understand something about those scriptures, because they're very, very, very powerful words. Men have built all manner of temples and ideals and thought that they were wise. And the scriptures ask, in the midst of all this depravity, read Isaiah 66 sometime. He said, what is the house you build for me? Heaven is my throne. The earth is my footstool. What is this house you build for me? And then Isaiah 66 starts talking about the depravity of the offerings offered therein. It goes on in the 66th chapter and says something that parallels, something that very much so parallels, my brothers and sisters, the words of the psalmist at 127 of the Psalms. Psalm 127, a song of the degrees of Solomon. Except the Most High build a house, they labor in vain to build it. Except the Most High keep the city. Keep, guard. How about my brothers and sisters, even strengthen the resolve of those who are in the city? Under his cause. Why should the Most High defend something that won't defend him? The watchman waketh or watches only in vain. Or he stays awake to watch, but only in vain. What about if he doesn't know what to look for? And doesn't discern the difference between the friend and the enemy? I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. When the scriptures asked about Isaiah and Isaiah 66, heaven is my throne, earth is my footstool. What is the house that you build for me? Have men encompassed entirely or sought fully all of the conscience of the Most High, that what they build indeed gives unto him honor? I say, think again. Look at Isaiah 66, my brothers and sisters. When you find scriptures like it said, Oh, my brothers and sisters, in the 66 chapters, it talks about the nature of what's in the light of the church. He that killeth an ox. Isaiah 66:3, he that killeth an ox, if he slew a man, in other words, the quality of the offering, has not been unto the redemption of a mind, heart, or soul. He that sacrifices lambs, if he who cuts a dog's neck. I'm not talking about actual sacrifices, my brothers and sisters. We're just talking about the level at which men have sought to transcend their flesh after the will of his spirit. He that offers an oblation, is that he who offers swine's blood. And he that burneth incense, praise, like incense is oftentimes the prayers of man are considered like sweet incense in the Most High. But he that burneth incense, in other words, if his prayers have not been true to the Most High, as if he blessed an idol. Yea, they have chosen their own ways, and their soul delighteth in their abominations. The Most High said he will also, how about my brothers and sisters, he will rebuke many for their delusions. And bring all that they have feared. In fact, my brothers and sisters, show forth all that they chose. The ramification of what they did that they ignored. Bring their fears upon them, because when I called, none did answer. When I spake, they did not hear. In other words, they did not seek to honor him. But did evil before his eyes, and chose that which he delighted in not. So, what does it say at the 66:5? Hear the word of the Most High, ye that tremble at his word, your brethren that hated you and cast you out for my name's sake, said, let the Most High be glorified, but he shall appear to your joy, and they shall be ashamed. Many of them are brothers and sisters would cast out those who seek all righteousness. But my brothers and sisters, those who antagonize seeking the greater truth of the Most High shall be ashamed. But those who seek all his righteousness, my brothers and sisters, shall one day shout for joy. What does the same verse say in the 66th chapter? How about the 6th verse where it says, a voice of noise from the city. We've talked about that many times in this show. That scripture talks about a voice, my brothers and sisters, that incites many. Talk about a voice, my brothers and sisters. A message that incites many to give attention. Excuse me. A voice of noise from the city. A voice that relates tumult in the midst of the city. A voice from the temple. That's church and the state. And we talked about how they collaborate, my brother and sister, to keep people blind. A voice of noise from the city, a voice from the temple. A voice of the Most High that renders recompense to his enemies. My brothers and sisters, how about recompense to all those who would stand against the Son and the greater righteousness of Yah? And those scriptures talk about, ultimately, as it continues, because the Most High shall rebuke all those things which men thought to build, but not in all things reverence unto him. My brothers and sisters, when Most High rebukes and proves foolish all the systems of man, and then shall his people come swiftly and be reborn as the nations and was suddenly as if it were just in one day. Most High already said who would rebuild his temple, who would establish again his city. Please, my brothers and sisters, understand Isaiah 44:20-45:6. Most High has already declared what we will restore and declare and bring forth unto him a people made ready to be found worthy to be called the people of the Most High, who the Most High calls his shepherd by his anointing, even the anointed one and Messiah. Read Isaiah 44. It says, the men, the imaginations have become dull. They cannot deliver themselves, nor see that what they trusted with their right hand is falsehood. A brother and sister is going to take something much more. In mere examination on a printed page, Over and over again, my brothers and sisters, what these scriptures are telling us is that we need far more than what's on the printed page. We need the Spirit of Yah, because I know, again, what it said, and I know why it says, and miss the point, and it's written invalid, it is even to seek to render invalid the quality and the power of the words. But this men oftentimes have done, seeking to call themselves wise. And my brothers and sisters, rather than seeking the higher righteousness of Yah, sought to establish lesser standards as if they were true unto the Most High, and setting up obstacles against men discerning the great truths. A grievous sin, then, my brothers and sisters, has been committed in the land. How many of us, my brothers and sisters, are ready to understand that there's a reason why Messiah said your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders? Certainly it must exceed that of those who contend one against another, seeking to uphold unrighteous ideals. Lest he said, we shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. Most High is not allowing to his kingdom a bunch of people that argue one against one another, and none of them is right. If none of them seeks all that is his will, my brothers and sisters, how can they ultimately receive the gift of Yah that they might reason together? I'm sure to many it's a frightening thing, but my brothers and sisters, if your heart only desires the ultimate will of Yah, you don't have a chance to think about that, what some might call fear or fearfulness. You just simply want divine will done. My brothers and sisters, there are those who are horrified at the idea that they must gain from the Most High the capacity to discern the surety of his words. But then, because there are many who just simply, we just call upon his name, never seeking to discern fully what honors him mutually as a people. Not discerning the Shema at all. Not discerning the integrity of the holy name, the sovereignty of the holy name, whereby we all might call upon his name, that we all be one and no one a deceiver against the will of Yah, and everyone blessing his name, true to all that is his character. We call upon his name, my brothers and sisters, not unto that honor, but my brothers and sisters falling victim to the leaders who would have men call upon the name of the Most High, but to exalt man-made institutionality. Hey, my brothers and sisters, political, cultural, national, and pseudo-religious ideals. Not to see the will of Yah. Standing against, my brothers and sisters, the awakening of those whom the Most High would awaken. My brothers and sisters, nothing such as this is an oath. True unto the Most High that he should respect it. It's time we know the truth of this. It's time we discern the truth of this. And realize that we have to, my brothers and sisters, have, receive, plead for the gift of the Most High, that we discern the greater intricacies of his will. Hebrews 5 and 6, Messiah was not ashamed to offer vehement cries and tears unto the Most High, who was able to save him from death. And the scripture says, for the greatness of his godly fear, he was heard. But we live in a world today that men want to be so sure of their own self-righteousness. That my brothers and sisters, so desirous to be called wise after their own conscience, unwilling to discern what is necessary, my brothers and sisters, still to awaken to a plane of conscience after which the Most High is pleased. Many of them, my brothers and sisters, who would exalt lesser standards, and anyone who exalts a lesser standard, my brothers and sisters, not seeking purely and perfectly all that is the will of Yah, has exalted in a deviant state of conscience, fallen state of conscience, has not attained to the knowledge of the true righteousness of Yah. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, for so doing, for all they claim to be intense, not seeking all that is divine will, have been nothing less than devil worshippers. Why? If you seek not the fullness of all that is divine will, then you honor deviation and abomination against him. It's time we discern far better. It's time we discern much better, my brothers and sisters. Think about it. I could talk about all the scriptures. I know there's only a short time, and I don't want to carry this too late tonight because I realize it's a bit late. But I'm just kind of relating a little advanced view of the kind of things I want to still talk about, because there's still so much that I haven't even begun to cover, things that were revealed just this past weekend. I don't mean this past before. But I want to say this real quickly. Think about it. How many scriptures in the Bible that relate the Messiah will come to reprove and expose the unrighteousness of entire nations that have a function in antipathy or misrepresenting his will? Numbers 24 says, talks about all the nations that would act in antipathy against his people becoming fully wise according to all that's intended, worthy unto the Holy Land. Well, how is it that men are so sure that they are wise after their own minds and hearts? Book of Jacob, if you look on the screen, it talks about, hey, we should really ultimately, if we make an oath to the Most High, it must be true unto him, seeking all that is his honor, not treacherously. They put down double-minded. My brothers and sisters, not to call upon the name of the Most High, true to all that is his will, is treacherous against the sanctity of his name, and is ultimately deceptive against the salvation of many souls. Isaiah 40-43, say he will subdue all nations that he might establish peace. He says kings of the earth who had acted as an obstacle against his people discerning his true will. He calls them an abomination. They be all be trodden down like martyrs, a pot of treads clay. That's whole nations, my brothers and sisters. Isaiah 40 says he's kind of all whole nations as if they were dropping a bucket. How is it men are so sure? After other allegiances are not seeking all that is divine will, they will still survive the wrathful day that is to come. Most High is only going to support and uphold, my brothers and sisters, those who seek all his will. He won't confirm any others. Even my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 44-46 says he's going to prove foolish even all the nations, that all might discern that there's one Most High and one Savior. And he says as much we're going to have to remember, my brothers and sisters, we're going to be acceptable unto him. How the men have acted as if there's nothing we've forgotten, as if man has not been depleted in his sense of conscience. Isaiah 48, and again, by the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness. And we spoke about this. He says he will, there'll be no peace to the lawless, or those who would not know all that is his ways. It means, my brothers and sisters, all the nations and all the people who have been subject to all the various rules of this earth must hearken to the one whom the Most High sends, they learn again his ways. Most High would accept nothing less. Revelation 19, out of his mouth come a sharp two-edged sword, which he should smite the nations. Why? They have all cast misrepresentations, sworn by the name of the Most High falsely, not seeking all that is honorable before the Most High, but seeking what the nations themselves have called acceptable unto peace. What did Messiah say? My peace I give unto you. I wish I had time to talk to you about what we call Pax Romana, the peace of Rome, or what Rome was considered peace after its rule. Big difference between that, my brothers and sisters, and the rule of the kingdom of Yah. It's time we understand the truth. To his speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Meow of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Under his might, honor, and praise always, hallelujah! I thank you all for listening. Please keep listening, my brothers and sisters. So much more to say. And I thank the Most High for every year that he brings me out.